Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shir is sponsored by Rav Shlomo Zalman Weiss. Leilui Nishmat his father, Rabbi Yisrael Doiv and Yehuda Tzvi Zeche Tzarat Livrocho, whose Yortzad is Yud Beis Nissan. We're holding him in Menaches Daf Ein Ches. The Gemara in Yud Beis tells us that if you have a Korban Pesach, which was Nishchat Al HaChometz, meaning either the one who's Shoichet, or the one who's Zoyrik, or the Echad Im Ne'achabur has Chometz, so he's Oiver Aloy Saseh. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afa tomid. If you shecht korban tomid with chometz, also you have oivir aloy sase." Says Tosis on the spot. When we speak about korban atomid, who's the one who has chometz? Can't be echad mibnei chabura, because echad mibnei chabura means any person in Am Yisrael, because korban atomid belongs to the tzibur. So if you have one person in Am Yisrael that has chometz, so the korban atomid is oivir aloy sase. So of course now we're only talking about the koyin, the shoychet, to the zayrek, now one of Am Yisrael. What's Pshat in Tosis? Why should there be a difference between Korban Pesach and the Korban Atomit? So in Chidushi Agrach and Pesach and the Samach Gimel with Beis, it's brought down the name of the Brisker Rav. And so is brought down Chidushi Agrees Hilir in Menoches. Then he brings two reasons why by Korban Atomit it doesn't affect us the one of Am Yisrael has Chometz. So his second explanation, which is more Marichon, is that the main thing that is poisel is if echod miha oichlims, one of the people that eating the korban has chometz, not of one of the owners of the korban has chometz, and is bidayik there in beloshon Rambam. So if so, korban atomid is not eaten by Am Yisrael, so therefore the chometz doesn't affect anything. But in the first explanation, says the Brisker Rav, the Pashat Pshat, the reason why you have a difference between tomid and korban pesach, because Korban Pesach, although it has a din to a certain extent of a Korban Tzibur, but really each individual is bringing a Korban Pesach. Each individual means each Chabura. So they are considered to be the owners of the Korban and they ruin the Korban. But Korban Atomit is a Korban Tzibur. It's not a Korban of individuals. It's a Korban that belongs to the Tzibur as a whole. And therefore, each individual doesn't affect it. And this goes with what's brought down in Divrei HaAchronim, Chedush Rabbi Ayli Malin Chelak Beis Simon and Gimel is Marichan it, that the idea of a tzibur is that there's a difference between tzibur and shutfim. Shutfim are partners. Partners means you have many people that can be partners together. But tzibur is a new entity. Tzibur is something new that brings all Am Yisrael together. As the boys can bring, they say it's very similar in halacha regarding when you have individuals, even if you have a partnership between individuals, or you have a corporation. A corporation means that you have a new entity that doesn't belong to a specific individual. You have individuals, they have ownership in it, but it has its own entity. So the Avdil, when you speak about the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, there's a new entity in Am Yisrael called the Tzibur. This is Dava which comes out very clearly in the Ramban and Vayikra Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis. He brings there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. Is it possible for a Tzibur to do a Nedava? So Rashi learns that a tzibur could only be bring something which is obligation. If a tzibur, it could be as many people as in Am Yisrael as possible, come together and give a donation, that's korban hashutfim. That's partnership. It's not the entity of the tzibur. The Ramban himself argues, and he holds, that a tzibur also could do a donation. As long as it's the roiv a tzibur, it becomes a korban tzibur. But al korbanim, you see over here this difference between individuals that get together and a tzibur, which is a new entity. And this is what the Pachad Yitzchok in Pesach Marmer Lamed Gimel explains. He says, a tzibur is not that you have many individuals that create the concept of a tzibur. But it's the opposite. The tzibur has in it all the individuals. He's basing himself on the Maharal. That usually you could take many, many details, put it together, and create something together with all the details, with all the pratim. But sometimes it's the opposite. You have a whole, and then you come and divide it into small pieces. That's the idea of a tzibur b'klal Yisrael. A tzibur is that entity called Am Yisrael. Then you see the individuals within the tzibur. And he explains that's why when you count Am Yisrael as a tzibur, it's called Nesoy Yisroish. Kitiso Yisroish b'nei Yisrael. Why? You're elevating the individuals to be the new entity called a tzibur. And that's the Roish. Kiti says Roish, you're going to the beginning. The beginning is the entity called Am Yisrael. The individuals belong to an entity called Am Yisrael. So a Korban Tzibur belongs to the entity called Am Yisrael without the individuals. When individuals come together and do something together, that's a Shutfim. That's the individual creating something new. The Musa of Tzibur, that's the beginning. The Am Yisrael is the Tzibur starts. We're not talking about the individuals of Am Yisrael. We're talking about Am Yisrael as a whole. So that's the Pshat in our Gemara. The Korban HaTomi, one individual won't affect it because Korban HaTomi is a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur belongs to the entity of the Tzibur, not to the individuals. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.